money for children of community of interest, the first day of the week, to come together as one children to render our worship unto you. Thank you for your protection through the week. Today, we have come here to worship you in spirit and also in truth. For that reason, God, we pray that you will be on our midst. Whatever you are going to do today will be glorified unto your name, and through that, we shower with our blessing to all of us. We pray for brethren who are in the awakening that you guide them safely to come and join us in one accord. We can worship you and ask you ordain. Help us today. We pray for the teacher which you are giving to us this morning. We open his heart and understanding. Let us what he has prepared and shared for all of us so that we all can learn and grow and also minister to your love to the world. This is our humble prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, first of all, we thank Almighty God for the teaching we have had so far. Our previous month, we have learned a lot about the discipline of a Christian, how Christian we have to comport our life. And it is a blessing, and we thank our teacher for giving us such a powerful message. And I think we are all going to study and help us to give us more knowledge about God. Today, I want to begin with a lesson, marriage and the family. Marriage and the family. But before that, I want us to continue from where our brother Gary left us last week. So let's quickly turn our Bible to 2 Peter chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 5. Going. 2 Peter chapter 2. 1 verse 5 going. He said, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control. I want each and everyone to underline this word for me, because today, God willing, we are going to see something about this world. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness. I think we read this and the teacher has explained to us what God wants us to do, wants us from us. It's a step. And we need to develop this step every day for our Christian life. And I also want to follow the same procedure, but this time we also look about the fruit of the Spirit, because I know you always know this thing, the fruit of the Spirit. So you take our Bible to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Verse number 22, going. Please, I beg, let us have our seat so that we can focus on the teaching. The fruit of the Spirit. He said, Galatians 5, verse 22. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patient endurance, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. That's why I said, if you read 2 Peter 1 verse 6, he talked there about self-control. And our lesson is marriage and the family. So the question is, why, George, we are starting from this particular quotation, as you always know this quotation. It seems like each and everyone know this quotation, fruits of the Spirit. And if you read it carefully, the fruit of the Spirit, it starts from what? From what?
Love.
And then he just mentioned all the fruit. It is about 9 fruits God and the Spirit gives. And the last one is what?
Temporal
or self-control. So the question is, why have you think about that? Why God started with love and then end with self-control? That is the question. This lesson, please, not only one person like me who is going to speak all the day. I want each and every one to participate. This is the Bible class. You need all involvement because we are going to learn marriage and the family. God has blessed us. A lot of people have been married 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. So at least you know little about what marriage is telling us, what the meaning of marriage. At least you know very little about it. So this lesson, we are all going to contribute for the teaching. So today, I think it's going to be an introduction. So the question is, why God start this fruit of the Spirit? Because this is how the Holy Spirit is given, because the Holy Spirit is in us. And God expects us to what? Bear this fruit. So he started with love and just mentioned all the fruit, and then he ends with what? Self-control. So the question is, why? Why God put it in such a way? Can somebody help us? Or with our own knowledge or our Bible studies, can somebody help us to know why God arranged it this way? Because anything in the Bible, it was written for what? For our learning. You see, it's not there just to read it and go. No, it is for our learning. So the question is, why God put it in such a way? He starts with love, and then he ends with self-control. So, can somebody help me?
Yeah, I think we look from the content of the scripture.
Yeah.
From the, from the start of the chapter 5, I'm going to talk about the, fruit of the Spirit, yeah. Of the flesh. We may not know the mind of God, why he said that it may, in other way than that, but from the content, you can see that when we have love and joy and peace at day, sometimes, if you are not being careful, if there is no self-control in those things, sometimes we brag, sometimes it falls off, sometimes we have proudness, what those qualities we have. Same way with money. You know, when you are working, you get money, now money comes to you, now if you put self-control in that money, you can mess up yourself around. And that's like a major reason why, if you have all these things now, you have to put self-control in charge whatever you are doing. And I have to go to all those that want to talk wisdom too. Now, why you apply self-control in everything, in all those things you have now? The reason will tell you when I went to rehab or respond to that apply, you are really active at that moment. How much do you understand about that?
Thank you. It's a good answer. It's a good answer. Can somebody help me also? Because I said this class is not going to be a one person speaking for all. No. We are all have to what? Contribute. Because you need to learn from each other. So the process is, God starts with what? Love. But let's bear in mind that love is a key. It's a key to every organization or every relationship. It starts with what? Love. Because love is what? It's a key. Even before you can worship God, it will start with what? Love. Our famous quotation, who can remember me? John 3:16. It starts with what? For God so what? Love. For God so love. And that quotation, I think we always read one side. It is two. God's side, God part, and our part. You see, John 3:16 is God's part. John 3:16 is for God so loved the world. You know that one very well. Let's open to 1 John 3:15. 1 John 3:15 and see our part as well. 1 John 3:15. John 3:16 is God's part. Our part is 1 John 3:16 because it was written by the same author. Is it? It's John who wrote the book of John, and the same that he wrote the book of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. So it's the same writer. So let's read 1 John 3:16. Please, a little bit. Thank you.
Please,
can you repeat it? Sorry.
Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for them.
Yeah. So, normally, if you read 1 John, John 3:16, don't stop there. Go quickly. Go to 1 John 3:16 as well, so that you get the balance. You see, balance that. You see. So if you read only 1 John, you always concerned about God. You see. But we also, as Christians, we also have the same thing, because it's the same writer who gave it. It is also for us to what? Show the same love to our neighbor. That's why I'm saying every organization, institution, willingly, anything you do, as a Christian, I'm speaking as a Christian, it starts from where? Love. Because love is a key. Last time, you see, Bragari just divided love. This love we are talking here is not love of what? Touch love or it's talking about what love is talking here? Huh? Agape love. Agape love, we have learned that agape love have a lot of attributes. Who can remember? Quickly. The love which volunteers. You see, you volunteer to do that. If I have agape love, it is a love which volunteer. And the same thing, if God, John 3:16 tell us that God what? Give. God also expect us what? To do the same. Because God expect that agape love from you and me. So, he started from love. And ends with what? Self-control. And self-control is what? Self-control is what? It's also a what? A gateway. A gateway where you used to. Because when you get love and you get self-control, all the remaining one, the inside one, you can obey all of them. I promise you, you can obey all of them. When you get love, as we are speaking in biblical love, You see, in 1 John 3:16, when you have that love, and when you have self-control, that's why God starts with what? Love. And then he ends with what? Self-control. So the more I have love, the more I have self-control, the instant one, it will come what? Automatically. Because I can't have love, I can't be kindness without love. Or I can't be meek without self-control. Without self-control. So what we are going to learn is how do you what achieve this life, this virtue, this particular fruit of the spirit. Because I'm saying so because if you get it right, about 95% of our life will be grace to God. If you get that right, self-control, if you get it right, if you put it where it is, our life, 95%, I will not say 100%, because 100% maybe you will not get it. But 95%, you will do something which is pleasing to God. So, let us repeat the fruit of the Spirit. We started with the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, endurance, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. He said, against such, there is no what? Love. That is why I'm saying, if you can achieve this fruit of self-control, then you can become a better Christian. You can say, as 1 John 3:16 is saying, because you can do, and the love God showed to us, John 3:16, you're also able to do that. Because God expects us to do that. So, in our weeks ahead of us, we are going to learn marriage and family. But before our marriage can be successful, before our marriage can be rooted in the eyes of God, we need to have this, at least we need to have these two elements. The first one and the one, and the last one. We have to have the love of God, which is agape love, and then you have to have what is called self-control. Self-control. Because I'm saying that because a lot of prisons are full of many people. Hospitals, if you go to this, people who are in hospital, because of this simple thing, self-control. Because they cannot control ourselves. And self-control, let us bear in mind that it was not just something by gift. It is a work, it's a process where you have to work for. That is why I say I'm going to it's a continuation of where our last teacher left it. Because it says, so you continue working on it to develop that attitude. That attitude is very, very important in our Christian life. To be worship God in truth and also in spirit, we need what? Self-control. Before our marriage can be successful, we need what? What is called self-control. Before you can do that. So, as I'm saying, children are not born with self-control. Am I right? Mom, you are here. If your kid is very hungry and you want to do something before you feed him or her, look at how he will start crying. Oh, so stop, I just do it. No. No self-control. You see, children are not born with self-control. And as a Christian, we have been born what? again. He had been born again. So you need to start this attitude to learn it and learn it well. Because it seems like a lot of times you read this, not that you don't know, you know it, but how to apply. The application is very important. How do we apply in our life? That is very, very important. You don't know. So that is why at times you need ideas. I'm saying I know too much. Everybody, marriage and family, everybody at least know a little. And God expects you and me to use just little what you have to glorify Him. So we are going to learn how to achieve self-control. So the question is, if that is true that without love and without self-control, it's very difficult for us to please God. And even it's very difficult for a marriage to be successful, then we need to learn how to cultivate what is called what? Self-control. So today our lesson is going to, if we couldn't finish, continue, God willing, next week, how we can develop self-control. So the first one, how you can develop self-control, the first one is by knowing God's way. By knowing God's way. That's why I'm saying, we as Christians, God expects us. That is why 1 Peter 2:5-9, we say, you are what? You always read this quotation. You are what? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood. God has chosen us. Either we like it or not, God expects us to what? We, as a Christian, to teach or to explain. If somebody asks us about something about God, we are the people, ambassadors. We are the people who have to what? Explain this words. So it is your job, my job, for us to come together as a church to study and study it well. So before we can develop a self-control, we need to know God's way. Let's take our Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 to 16. I think you know this one as well. 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 15 and 17. If somebody has spoken that place, please. Second Timothy chapter 3:15-17. Yes?
This is 2:17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, fully furnished unto all.
Thank you, bro. If you start from verse 15, you see, and that from childhood, you have known the secret writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 16. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God will be adequate, equipped for every good work. This is a training ground. I normally say Nobody will enter heaven by what? By accident, by mistake. Here, heaven is prepared by what? A prepared people. God has called us to prepare us so that you can be what? You can fit to where God is going to prepare for us. So heaven is prepared for a prepared people. So before you can have a self-control, what we need to what? We need to know God's way. Can I ask? Since last week, God has given us about 5-6 days. Did any person just take a Bible to read it? Who read it? Who read his Bible last week? Because here nobody can lie, because we are because as a Christian, we need to what? We need to learn our Bible. We need to learn our Bible because this is the way, our time, because we are in what? Christian dispensation. You see, God is speaking to us through what? Through His Word. Please, you can't acquire the knowledge of God by bringing us our denominational people are saying. You can't. God is not going to give it in that way. If God has done it before, in our time, God has ceased not to do it in that way anymore. God is what? Doing it through what? His scriptures. And before we can develop self-control, we need to know God's word. And this is the time we need to put a much effort. Although I know all the situation you find here in the UK, traveling, you have a lot of problems, all these things. But don't forget that you are also what? A special people to God as well. Because God is depending what? On us for people to what? To see this way, to understand it and make decisions. God expects us to do that. God has chosen in this particular gospel, if you read the third dispensation of time where God has speaking to people, we have patriarchal dispensation or patriarchal age. I think if you study your Bible, this is how you can find in the scripture. You see, God, the way and manner God speaks to people in patriarch is different from a time where He called Moses. You see, He called Moses and speak to him directly to give the information. And from patriarch, we became what you got. God changed the system and came to what? Mosaical dispensation or the Mosaical age. And then, after the death of the cross, God changed the way and manner between things. And what? We now, as I'm talking now, we are in what? Christian dispensation. We are Christian dispensation of time now. So this time, God has chosen not to what? To speak to anybody. See, if God, somebody come and say, God called me so and so, it's a lie. Because all what God wants us to do, to know and do, can be found on here. That is the Bible. This is the word of God. Anything God wants us to do, know, can be found here. And if you are not studying it, or you are not reading it, how do you know? That is the question. If you are not studying it, you are not reading it, how do you know? So, before we can develop this very, very fruitful or very important fruit of the Spirit, which is what? Self-control. We need to know God's way. You need to have time for Bible studies. Look, Bear in mind that God is not, when Jesus came to this earth, he didn't choose those who are higher educated. That is why it's encouraging me because a lot of times people think I need to have a degree or so and so before I can teach that way. And that is a wrong concept. I don't know where the Church of Christ got that attitude from. Jesus set an example. The people who Jesus chose, we read, and those are what? Fishermen. Fishermen. And look at what Peter did. One day, Peter stand in front of the people and speak about what? About 3,000 people were baptized. Are you not surprised? Are you not surprised about, if you read that particular thing? You are not studying anything from that. Are you not surprised that a person like Peter, a fisherman, speaking in front of people and about 3,000 people that day was baptized? Is it not something which used to encourage us? She said, I don't know what to say, because it seems that we just, those who have been higher educated, they don't want to do God's work. And that is not good. In Christ, the Church of Christ, a lot of teachings are coming through because of what? Because of well knowledge. Jesus set an example. That is why I said last time my sermon, I said, even if you have little faith, you need to use it. God has called us for that purpose. And bear in mind, if you want to develop love and self-control, we need to know God's word. That is very, very important. We need to what? Know God's word. We need to study. Please, don't let, after the church service, after our studies, don't let's put our books, Bibles, and notes, and all these things under our pillow or under. No, don't let this war overcome us. We have to what? At least, you have to read our Bible even 3 times a day, like 3 times a week. You have to read it, or you have to do your personal. Look, now God has given us a lot of, you can study even by your own, through what? Online. Something like, if you go on True for Today, BibleTalk.tv, a lot of opportunities for us to learn. So, that is not an excuse. If you want to grow, if our marriage, as we are going to learn, if we want our marriage to be successful, we need to activate or cultivate this attitude, self-control. And the one is, we need to what? Know God's way. And the second one is what? We be aware of danger of the lack of self-control. We have to be aware of the danger of the lack of self-control. If you have to know the danger, that's what I'm saying. I said a lot of divorce, a lot of people, the home has been broken. And if you go to hospital, a lot of people are there. The hospital is full. The prison is full because of what? Just simple thing, lack of what? Self-control. And you need to know that. You need to learn that it is very dangerous if you don't have self-control as God's chosen generation or God's chosen people. You need to develop self-control. It is very, very important for us, not only for our marriage, but this one, we are just studying towards our marriage because we are going to learn. But not only marriage. If you want to worship God and worship Him faithfully, you need to develop this fruit of the Spirit. Especially love and what? Self-control. especially love and self-control. He said, we have to be aware of the danger of the lack of self-control. Let's take our mind, the Bible, to Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 to 30. Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 to 30. It says, if your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of your parts of your body than of your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you, for it is better for you to lose one of your parts of your body than for your whole body to go to hell. My brothers and sisters, hell is true. As Christians, you believe that heaven is true. The same thing is what? Hell. Hell is also true. And a lot of people will not get to heaven because of what? Because of lack of self-control. A lot of people, you will not able to achieve the most important promise God has given to us. A lot of people, maybe you, I'm praying that all of us, let's start it, all of them. But the truth is that a lot of people cannot achieve it, cannot afford it, cannot get there because of what? Lack of self-control. So we have to know the danger with this particular fruit of the spirit. If you miss it, the consequences is very bad. The consequences, if you miss this one, the consequences was very bad. So please, as a Christian, we must, not if you like, we must what? Develop self-control. We must. Because God has list these things. And he said, beside this, there is no law. He just read it. And beside this, God doesn't have any law against you. If you can achieve this, as he mentioned, it is about nine spirit. If you can achieve this fruit, God does not have anything against you. So, let us be aware of the danger of lack of self-control. A lot of provocation will come in our way as we are willing to what? To serve God. People will become stumbling block in our way. And we need to know that. And with the virtue of self-control, we can what? Overcome all these things. The virtue of self-control, we can overcome all these things. So, it is very, very important for us to cultivate this. I think, let me add one more, then you bring this lesson, our lesson today, to the end, because it's going to take a time. Because we are not going to finish today. So why am I rushing? I have to go slowly by slowly. Because this particular thing, this particular one, I beg you, when you go home, at least read this one. And think it again, how God has arranged it. Please, let us read it. We know it. A lot of times, let me set an example. I'm a driver, I'm driving a taxi, they send me to Belmont Coventry. I get there and also I know this area. So always when I'm going, we use navigator, all this thing, map on navigator. So one time I on the motorway, I say, oh, I know this thing. But before I know it, I just pass it. You see, I just pass it and I need to drive all far away. So I need to find a way to call my rider and say I missed him. So maybe instead of 5 minutes, it took me about 25 minutes. You see, a lot of times it's the same thing in spiritual application. A lot of times you think, oh, you know. A lot of times you think, oh, this thing, yeah, I know. Please, stick on the Bible. Read your Bible. Even though you know it, continue to read it. Let me tell you, there is a certain Bible. If you read it, if you're a Bible reader, you read it today, tomorrow, come and read the same verse you read. You get different one, understanding. Next day, come and you go. I see, where are all these things from? You see, so it is our obligation to read our Bible, to study our Bible, so that it will come to help us what? To develop this great attitude, great character. Because without this character, without this fruit in us, my brother, I promise you, you will fail. You will not get there. You will not get to heaven if you miss this fruit of the Spirit. If you miss it, forget our life here. Maybe you think, as you think, inverted commas, you think you are enjoying better life in this world. Oh, I'm enjoying, wow. You are doing, you work about 12 hours a day, and you think it's better than you come, you rush for bus, and you come to your house, you just eat, but and don't go to bed. This is a better life. This is what Satan has put into our mind, that having my big car, this house, and this thing, I'm enjoying better life. Who told you? The Bible is saying that we need what? Develop this kind of attitude. God expects you and me to be as you are struggle to do the better life. I think you will bring it here. You will not go forward. God willing, you will continue. How do you achieve self-control? Because at least we have known that it is what? One of the most, if I am one of the most important thing you need to get. And if you get love and self-control, all right, please, our Christian life will be what? Will be happy. God bless us. If anybody has a question or contribution.
Yeah, I don't have a contribution from this time around. I want to suggest that you encourage us to study the scripture and reading. I think having a word mind might read it in different ways.
Yeah.
But major areas will then want to study the word of God, it's vital from reading.
Yeah.
That will give us better knowledge of what we need.
Yeah.
And secondly, on the area of a new form, think about the Peter.
Yeah.
There's a great distinction between Peter
and Esther. Yeah, of course.
We are human, the same human being.
Yeah.
But from the scripture, we find that they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, of course.
They never did anything.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit teaches them what to speak. Christ to them have sent a computer that reminds you all those things I've told you when I was able to buy the room because I don't learn it.
Yeah.
And that's why we can see two examples in scripture in the New Testament about the Ethiopian kingdom. That when you read a verse, you don't understand.
Yeah.
How do you understand?
That's what
you're teaching me.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we come back to Paul and Timothy. Telling Timothy that he must invite this thing to work.